Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get over there!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. I'm your host. I appreciate you joining us again today on show 132 of the Grill Nation Show. You can connect with me on Twitter, always at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show, as long as on all social media outlets as well. Just search for my name. Appreciate you, those of you who are joining on iTunes today as well via podcast, and all of you who take a listen to the show on grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our guests, photos of our guests, and all of our supporters, who I briefly want to mention here at the top, who just are great people here in the Kansas City region. Title sponsors of the show are Trust, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Contributors to the Grill Nation Show on-air guests are the Rieger and Jay Rieger & Co., Ryan Mabee, One Light Luxury Apartments, and Reactor Design Studios, and Clifton Alexander, guest on-air contributor as well. On today's show, very excited to have on one of our partners and title sponsors of the show, bringing in some really cool guests. I have with me in studio Jeff Phillips, who's the Senior Vice President at MoBank, a great company here in Kansas City. The website is mobank.com. Bring him on in just a second. We're going to be talking to two gentlemen today, Jeff and I, Tucker Trotter and Tom Collins. Tucker Trotter is the President and CEO of Dimensional Innovations, and Tom Collins is the Chief Operating Officer of Dimensional Innovations, which is a really cool company here in Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Jeff Phillips from MoBank. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Good to see you.
So tell us a little bit about our guests, and then we'll kind of get into catching up with you. This company, Dimensional Innovations, is a really cool business, what they do.
It really is. It's one of those businesses that you drive by on maybe on the highway or on the street, and you see a big white warehouse, and you wonder, I wonder what they do in there. And you actually go in there, and it is amazing. They really focus on kind of an experience for their customers, and that really manifests itself in a lot of different ways. But they are more than just a fab or signage shop, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are. And so they do all kinds of things, and creative things. They work with sports, corporate, student life, entertainment, retail, civic, transit, museums and zoos, and healthcare. They have on staff over 250 employees, and they are all from either graphic design world, branding world, architecture world, sports world. I mean, they have it all.
Yeah, they really do. It's fun because if you ever spend some time with them, you get to see the guy that is cutting the wood, sitting right next to the person that's maybe doing some kind of digital screen or something that's going to go inside the frame. And then you have kind of a strategy or branding person also working with them. And they really just do a great job of melding all those disciplines into delivering something that their customer has been able to think about, but maybe not articulate. And I think that's one of their biggest advantages, is they're able to take ideas out of people's heads, mm-hmm. and kind of turn that into a real life thing.
Dimensional Innovations is the company. Their website is dimin.com. Their services include experiential design, brand activation, technology, signage and wayfinding, fabrication, build, launch, and innovation. They've worked on some pretty cool projects here, which we'll get into in the show with the CEO and the COO after the break. Everything from the new Minneapolis Vikings experience and their new stadium to the Mercedes-Benz experience, and with the Atlanta Falcons to the Iowa State, K-State, Mizzou, Kansas locker rooms and experience to the new Arrowhead to the just so many different other things in the sports world that they've worked on. And they're getting more and more of that business. Over 100 projects, I believe, they've worked on in different stadiums throughout the country.
Yeah, they have had some marquee jobs that they have worked on that I think you and I have visited with about off the air that you may not have noticed, you know, originally. But now that you know that they worked on them, I'm sure your eye will be drawn to check out all the details.
And that's what I think is really cool, and we'll get into this, is just how many awesome people are working on sports projects throughout the country. I believe we need to market this more.
Yeah.
Because Kansas City is the sports design and architectural capital of the world. I mean, experiential design. So what are they doing? They're building like the entryways that you walk through. The Hall of Fames, the Royals Hall of Fame. They touched that. Just, you know, the training facilities for Mizzou. I mean, they're doing so many things that you can touch, feel, and that really heighten the experience for fans and throughout the country. And it's one of these things that in Kansas City, we have to highlight more because the general public doesn't know it. We know it and the industry knows it. But, you know, this is really the area where most of the innovative national, international stadiums, you know, take flight.
Yeah. It'd be a fun thing to brag on ourselves about. That's for sure.
I know. I mean, it'd be really cool because we got to get past the Jazz and Barbecue.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, we're trying to do that, but it's really cool. So we're going to talk to the CEO and the CEO of Dimensional Innovations, Tucker Trotter and Tom Collins, here today. The website again is dimin.com. Just a great website. They left me some, they brought some books by, which we'll talk about here in the future, but just with all of these great photos and actually a one pager that I really enjoy, with what they do and what their strategy is. Their mission is to be the greatest design fabrication technology team, liberating people from mediocre experiences.
Yeah.
So that there you go. So we're going to talk about how they've done that over the years. And what's interesting is we'll learn is that Tucker was an intern at one point. Now he's the CEO of the business over 20 years later.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So, Jeff, what have you been up to? I know you're at MoBank. You guys have been through your merger or whatever you want to call it with BOK Financial and Michael Viazzola over there. And how are things with you, man?
Yeah, things are good. Things are good. We are very blessed. You know, we did kind of do our conversion for our systems and our process and all that back in February. And I feel like we've kind of turned the corner now on that to where we're able to not be so reactive as to kind of addressing issues, but being proactive about growing the bank again. And we have just been we've really benefited from having this great community of MoBank believers that continue just to say, hey, you need to bank with my banker. And dragging folks over to the bank to talk to us. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on in town. I mean, there are people, you know, manufacturers expanding their manufacturing lines. There are folks buying buildings to, I mean, DI is a great example. You know, they had to they could not physically put people in that building anymore. They had to buy another building to expand to. There's firms doing a lot of new work, having best years ever. So there's a lot of cool stuff to be a part of in town.
And you guys are here to help.
Yeah.
With loans.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun, you know, from not just the loan piece, but, you know, from kind of all banking products. But, you know, the thing that we try to say is we're not smarter than any other entrepreneur. We just sit in this unique position where we get to learn from folks like at DI. You know, we get to learn from entrepreneurs about what's working and what's a challenge and how they overcame it, and then pass on that experience to other entrepreneurs and connect them and let them kind of help each other grow. And that's pretty valuable because, you know, entrepreneurs can feel kind of lonely and isolated sometimes, but this helps kind of let everybody know we're all in it together.
I love it. MoBank, website is mobank.com. Jeff Phillips will be joining me today, Senior Vice President at MoBank, for the entire show. And we're going to have on Tucker Trotter, who's the CEO and president of Dimensional Innovations, and Tom Collins as well, who's the CEO at Dimensional Innovations. We call them DI here, and their website is dimin.com. Here after the break, going to be an exciting show of great Kansas City company. You're listening to Grill Nation here on 980 AM KMBZ. Thanks for joining.
Magic.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill here on KMBZ 980 AM. And I also appreciate listening today on iTunes and Stitcher via podcast, as well as online at grillnationshow.com. Appreciate our great supporter and partner and sponsor of this show, MoBank BOK Financial, again, for joining us today. It was a great first segment with Jeff Phillips from MoBank. And thanks again to Michael Viazzoli for stopping by prior to the show to welcome in our guest today. Our guest today, interesting story here. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. We have some great materials here in studio as well. I want to thank, again, Jeff Phillips, who's with MoBank, Senior Vice President at MoBank, for welcoming our guests and bringing them on today. Today's guests are Tucker Trotter, who is the President and CEO of Dimensional Innovations, as also joined by Tom Collins, who is the COO at Dimensional Innovations, a Kansas City company. Welcome to the show, both of you, and Jeff as well. Welcome back. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. I first thought we were going to have four people today in studio, which becomes a little tight when you guys are all guys and tall, and you know, and it gets kind of cozy in here. But I think three is good, don't you?
Three's
good. I think it fits nicely. Yeah. First off, let's have Jeff start off here and just kind of maybe just give a quick introduction of how he knows these great guys in this company, and then we'll get to your guys' backgrounds here in a second. Why don't you kick it off, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody will be excited to hear from them today. Tucker and I got to know each other just through some different social circles, but we've been able to work together, the bank, with Dimensional Innovations over about the last 5 years. And the thing that excites me about them is that not only do they make a great product and have really loyal customers, they build some really cool, exciting experiences for folks. But I enjoy just working with them because they are good business people. They really focus on culture and kind of where the company is headed. Mm-hmm. They focus on all the right things. So it's fun to visit with them about those things and learn from them and be able to pass some of those experiences on to other folks.
How long have you guys been in business here in Kansas City? And partners, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
COO, CEO.
That's right, right. It. Yeah. We started in 93. So we've been at it a while. I actually joined the company in 96 as an intern. So my degree was industrial design, University of Kansas, and in order to graduate, had to have an internship. So I got this gig, and
that's awesome.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah. So that's how it all started, as an intern.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've only had a few guests on the show, I think, over the years that started as, you know, a salesperson or an intern or whatnot, and then became the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
That's a great story. One of our other sponsors of the show, Trust, their CEO is the same way.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. So I'm sure we'll get into a lot of things you've seen that have changed in this market and how it's grown. And Tom, how about you? I saw you went to Notre Dame.
Yep. So I'm kind of the opposite of Tucker. I've only been there a little over 2 years, so I'm the new guy.
Oh, wow.
So, and my background is went to Notre Dame. I'm from here, from Kansas City originally, lived in Chicago for a while. Mm-hmm. Management consulting and sort of finance and operations. So I came to the company 2 years ago, as sort of DI has evolved into a bigger, more growing type company.
What brought you back to Kansas City?
You know, that's a great question. Like most people who come back to Kansas City, I followed a girl at first.
Yeah, that is also a reoccurring thing on the show.
Yeah.
People always say that, you know.
It ended well, but it didn't, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So it's I've been back for many years, so.
You enjoying it then?
I love it. Love Kansas City. You know, mm-hmm. I think seeing other parts of the country, living in different parts of the world, even, you know, this is such an amazing place. And now that I have three young kids, so growing a family here is really important to me, and mm-hmm. seeing the community continue to grow and thrive and become a more active part of it has been really exciting.
And how long you guys worked with Jeff over at MoBank?
Yeah, I think it's been about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great.
Good.
Great 5 years.
Yeah.
Jeff's
Ooh.
Awesome.
So talk to us a little bit about the business, and tell us about kind of what you all do, and you know, because to be honest, I haven't heard of you all until I saw you at the Coaches vs. Cancer event.
Well,
you guys were doing something there, and I bid on the Norm Stewart autographed cardboard cutout, and then on the way to the parking lot, I broke the arm off. So I might need to come in and get some surgery there, because it's in my office now. I love it as a Mizzou guy, but. You, tell us about what you do, because I was trying to figure that out, obviously, and make sense of it.
Yeah, what we do is hard to describe to people, but, you know, kind of Jeff touched on it. We're experienced designers, And so what that means, you know, the purpose, the reason why we wake up and go to work every day is to liberate people from mediocre experiences. Mm-hmm. And lucky for us, the world's full of mediocre experiences, so there's a lot of things to fix out there. And so we've assembled this really amazing team, and it's, you know, architects, interior designers, industrial designers, engineers, fabricators, welders, artists, sculptors, technology people, developers. It's a really diverse group of people, and together we solve problems for our clients and try and build amazing experiences. So
this is a touch and a feel type thing, and, yeah, and more than a branding type thing.
All right. It's branding, it's storytelling, it's designing great experiences and spaces for people. I mean, it's everything. It touches on everything. So, and we,
that's innovative. I mean, that really is. I mean, I've never had or talked to anyone that kind of does all of these things.
Right.
You know, you usually have your marketing agency, your PR agency, your, graphic designer, mm-hmm. if you will, architects, but you never have kind of the whole deal.
Right.
And service offerings.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And that's one of the things that really drew me to the company was finding that under one roof. And many of our customers for us, you know, we can take the place of multiple parties to make their life a lot easier. So
I'm a developer, let's say, mm-hmm. and I come to you and I say I'm launching a new $1 billion. I don't know. Let's just pull a number out. Development, mixed use development. Like, where do we go with that? Like, is that something that you guys would work on or be interested in? Or that's just what I could think of because there's so many different things involved with experience at a development, right?
Yep.
When you think about it, you have a movie theater, you have a restaurant, you have a retail, you have branding, you have materials, you have apartments. I mean, so yeah. That's something I always think about. Like,
and the common thread
together.
Yeah, the common thread with all that is the consumer experience or the guest experience, mm-hmm. and so that's the way we think about it. So everybody that comes to a space like that or a place like that, you know, everyone engages differently. So some people want to go see a movie. Other people want to go shopping. Some people want to go to great restaurants. And so it's about programming the space on, you know, being able to appeal to a lot of different tastes and mm-hmm. a lot of different demographics. And so, yeah, we work on those teams. And a lot of times a team, especially for a project that size, it's a very diverse team.
Mm-hmm.
But we bring a lot to that, a lot of different skill sets. So, yeah, those are exactly the kind of projects we want to be on.
And you do a lot more innovative than most, I would assume, with all those brain power you have collectively.
Right.
How many people work with you all now at the company?
About 250 now.
In Kansas City?
In Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
We just opened new offices in Minneapolis and Atlanta as well, but we're about 250 strong here in KC.
And is that new for you all, working out of Kansas City? And or do you most of your business outside or inside or what?
All over the country, really. Yeah.
But now you have satellite or other offices that you've just created.
Yes.
That's a new thing.
Yeah, the new offices, I mean, that's about a month old, so it's very, but we've been working in both those markets for several years. So mm-hmm. Doing really large anchor projects, multiple anchor projects within those markets. So for us, it's easy to, you know, it's easy. We already have a showroom, basically, in both of those locations.
Minneapolis, and where's the other one?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Talk to us about how you guys grew as a company in those two cities, because was it just one big client and then it just, they recommend you, is typically how it works, right?
Well, yeah. And I think it was a series of smaller wins up to really big ones because uh-huh. we have, I'll call them a couple anchor projects in each city. Atlanta, we'll start there. We did a lot of the brand experiences inside the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So the Atlanta Falcons' new home, we did a lot of work in there. It's been a multi-year project.
If I had a $100 20 years ago, I would have invested in Kansas City people working on stadium projects because I swear every time I come, I open up a newspaper or read about something, it's somebody's building the new stadium in Oakland or the new stadium in wherever. I mean, it's a Kansas City. We had an engineering firm on once. They were doing stuff in LA. I mean, you just constantly hear about Kansas City companies having, whether it's designing it, whether it's architecturally, whether it's branding, whether it's innovation, whether it's experience, some part of these international and national sports stadiams.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about the history. DI started in 93, and our first customer was AMC Theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, because of AMC, this is a theater town, and, you know, a lot of innovation in the cinema industry has come from that. And so there's some great architects and designers here in town that focus on cinema, and we've got a lot of those on staff. And then, you know, when the cinema industry kind of took a nosedive, we said, okay, where else can we work? Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot about interior signage, interior design, theming. This is back in the 90s. Where can we take that? And we found this incredible concentration of sports architecture, which, you know, everyone in Kansas City should be really proud of, because so much of it happens here.
You know, and it's really interesting because it does, but I don't know if people know that on a national level, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the people that are in the sports world do, but
right.
If you were to ask someone from Cleveland or wherever, Austin, yeah. Like, did you know that sports architecture capital of the world is in Kansas City, Missouri?
I sell as many people as I can. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a cool thing that maybe we should promote a little more,
yeah.
I think, as a city. And have to call the mayor and say, hey, mayor, let's start promoting that more because it gets lost.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool thing we could promote.
Yeah.
So you guys have touched a lot of those types of projects, sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. I mean, and I think right around 2001, 2002, I think that was our first sports project, and now it's our fastest growing group.
Mm.
And so
I'd like to talk more about that after the break. What's funny is people tell me that the new stadium in Atlanta makes the old one look like a high school gymnasium.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. The size and the sheer magnitude of it compared to the old stadium. Which I've been to a handful of times for football games. I mean, yeah, it looks great on TV.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking more about that after the break. We're here today with Tom Collins and Tucker Trotter, C-Suites at Dimensional Innovations. Also joining me today is Jeff Phillips, Senior Vice President of Missouri at MoBank, on the show today. You're listening to Grill Nation. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Welcome back to Grill Nation on 980 AM KMBZ and on iTunes if you're listening via podcast, as well as on grillnationshow.com. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Really excited to continue on with our guests today. We have Tucker Trotter, who's the president and CEO of Dimensional Innovations, and Tom Collins, who's the chief operating officer of Dimensional Innovations. Also joined today by Jeff Phillips, who is the senior vice president at MoBank. We're learning more about Dimensional Innovations and some of your work. I'm looking through an amazing catalog that you've put together and brought into the studio with some of your projects, locally and nationally. Let's touch on some of the ones that you've worked on to create better experiences here locally that you're proud of. I'd love to learn more about some of the projects locally you've worked on.
Well, the first one I think is maybe the one that's caught the most attention for us over the years, and that's the library books that are for the downtown library.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that one gets a lot of attention. You still see it on social media as kind of, you know.
I just saw it on your LinkedIn profile.
All right, there you go. So, and it, you know, it's
innovative. It was definitely innovative.
Yeah. And Jonathan Kemper is really the, you know, he's the one that came up with that idea. And there was a lot of pushback. It seemed weird, seemed like a weird idea. And so one of the ways that we like to work is we just make mock-ups, and we made a full-scale mock-up and just tested it, once we put it up on the side of the building, we could tell it was going to be a really cool concept. So that's one that we're really proud of. And then, you know, I think the work out at Arrowhead and also at Royals has been great.
You guys also touched the streetcar a little bit, I think, right?
All the ATA, all the KCATA work, and so we're really proud of that. Continue to see that stuff that can grow, and so driving around town and being able to see your work is very satisfying.
And you mentioned AMC was one of your first clients.
Yep.
And so whenever you walk into an AMC theaters, and the one at the time that was opened at Power and Light District, and also too, there's tons of them throughout the city, obviously.
Right.
Just each one of them is a unique experience and different, I think, in a way.
Yeah, they're all different, and they're always evolving. So one of the things that we like to do with AMC is help them kind of continue to explore how the guest experience can always be better, and how, you know, guest preferences are constantly changing. And so making sure we are testing and trying new things out with them.
That's awesome. Yeah. We need so much more of this. Now, you talked about sports too, Tom. You mentioned the new stadium in Atlanta. I'm looking through your book here, and you guys have done experience in many stadiums, new stadiums throughout this country, in both the college and the professional level. Talk to us about some of those, because I'm looking through and I'm seeing, you know, Charlotte, Minneapolis,
Yeah, we have
Kansas State's in here.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have over 100 either professional sports franchises or D1 schools as clients. So we've done work all over the place. So
you're talking about kind of take me through what you're touching in the stadiums.
Sure. So we're touching everything from fan experience stuff. So we did the Viking Voyage. Minnesota Vikings created a unique space dedicated entirely to fan experience. Locally, we did a bunch of stuff at the front of Allen Fieldhouse. A lot of the interactives that people engage with as they're walking into Allen Fieldhouse at KU. But then we also do things like potential involvement in luxury suites or locker rooms. So, for instance, we did the football locker rooms at K-State. So
I'm looking at KU basketball's in here as well.
Yeah.
It's some, looks like, man, that's a nice that's a nice locker room in there.
Yeah. And the common thread with all this is helping either brands or schools recruit and retain athletes mm-hmm. and student athletes. So
I have seen the K-State work you did. I was out there a few weeks ago. Also, to the Royals Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You touched that.
Yeah.
It just adds so much to the experience. You're right.
Yeah.
Compared to what we used to have at stadiums, right?
Right.
Well, and you don't even another one you don't really think about is the Community America experience at Arrowhead that mm-hmm. they just did. And as you're walking through the concourses, you know, and it used to be the big gray drab concrete, but Community America has done a really nice job of branding that and making that interactive as you're walking into the stadium. So spaces that you used to never think about before, mm-hmm. you know, now give you an opportunity to engage.
What is that like? Modern or putting an experience into an older stadium compared to the brand new, beautiful Mercedes-Benz place or the one in Minneapolis that are brand new.
Each one has a unique challenge, is how I would define it.
I mean, yeah, because if you're working on a Wrigley Field, obviously, or mm-hmm. something that's old, you know, you've seen renovations at Lambeau and all these old stadiums recently, and some people are not happy about them. But then it's just kind of like our new airport we're going to be getting. You know, it's like, I think once people see it and see the innovation in it, they'll be like, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the change element, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're putting in these new experiences at old. Some are older, right? Some are newer. That's got to be an interesting, you know, tightrope to walk, especially with you guys being so creative.
And I think we really enjoy both. I think they, like Tom said, they both come with their set of challenges. But, you know, respecting, you know, in the case of Arrowhead means something to all of us, right? We've all had experiences there. So we want to respect that and take advantage of what we inherited there. So those round circulation ramps, everyone's seen them and been up and down them, or, you know, during their lifetime. So like Tom said, we were able to kind of activate those and make them into brand experiences that people. So it really improves the, you know, the visitor experience.
And also staying cutting edge, right, Jeff? I mean, I'm looking through your book. You guys have touched, you said, 100 different places in the sports world, at least. When you go to those initial meetings, you know, they don't want to be cookie cutter. They don't want to be just right. like the team down the street, right, or the other Big 12 school. So just figuring out ways to do something innovative, it's got to be hard.
Yeah.
When you have so many clients, I mean, how do you do that? How do you keep coming up with creative ideas? Is it just through your strategy process with the client and hearing what their needs are? How does that work? How does the process work for something like this? Because in a world I live in, it's all about processes and about strategy and about. So I'm interested to hear more about that.
We have a process, but the variable that's different in each one of those is the client. And so we always bring the same process, and we vary up. We have a different team, of course, but the client's always different, and our process involves the client quite a bit. So mm-hmm. We're not like some design firms that, you know, go away and come back a year later with the idea and say, here it is. We want you to be involved every step of the way. And so we demand a lot from our clients. We ask them what story they want to tell, mm-hmm. what's their brand attributes, all the things that they're trying to achieve on the business side. We want to make sure that what we design fulfills that. And so that does require them. And then they're going to bring their unique style and element to us. And it's up to us to interpret that into the space. So that's what makes each experience different. And so I think as you flip through our book, you notice that there's not a common look. Every one of them looks unique, and it's probably because it represents our client.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Tucker, how's it changed as you kind of deliver on those environments? I'm sure it's gone from not so reliant on physical structure as it is like technology and videos and music and lighting and all that kind of stuff. Have you all had to learn that discipline, or have you added on additional talent to do that piece?
I think the first real tech heavy project we did was for Mizzou, and that was probably 10 years ago. And so
what was that a part of? Which deal was that for?
You know the name of the
was it training
Tiger
facility?
Wall, yeah, the Tiger Wall. Interactive Tiger Wall. Yeah. But I don't know the building it's in.
Say that there might be some potential more work down there for you guys as it continues to grow the football stadium and whatnot.
That's good.
But I was just down there at the basketball arena last Friday, and to me it's still one of the best. It seems so new, and it was built when I was in law school back then.
Right.
But it doesn't. It feels as if it's a great environment, a great stadium. It hasn't aged at all.
Yeah.
Which is cool, I think.
And that tech project for us really started it. It got it started. And I think a lot of people saw that. It got a lot of attention in the sports world. And so that kind of the budget that goes towards technology has grown every year since. And so the fastest growing group within our company is our tech group. And so it's really exciting because, you know, like you said, Jeff, building physical elements is important, but having technology is also really exciting because you can create an experience nobody's ever seen before, and it can constantly evolve with the brand. So as Mizzou has more wins, they can constantly update it and constantly make the content fresh to new recruits and what's relevant to a new recruit.
You guys also, I mean, I'm sitting here, Jeff, thinking to myself, man, I should have got a job with this company years ago, right? You guys are touching, you get to work on a lot of fun projects.
Yeah. They all seem to be smiling when you go in there, too, so it must be a good environment.
A lot of good company culture, too. You guys are, that's important to you all. I've looked at your awards page, and, you know, best places to work is a reoccurring theme.
Yeah.
And your employees, and, you know, one of the fastest growing companies in Kansas City as well as in the country. Your employees seem to really enjoy the work they do there.
Yeah, I think a few years ago, our executive team, every year, kind of at the beginning of the year, we talk about what each one of us is going to focus on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's lots of things on all of our lists, but we always try and decide on one thing that each one of us is going to focus on. And for the last several years, mine has been culture. And it's been tough a little bit to give up design because that's my passion. That's what I went to school for. But in a way, focusing on culture is a design project. And so really designing who we are and our culture, and then having that be consistent across the different offices and as we continue to grow is going to be really important. So that's been sort of my obsession. And I think it's really helped us scale so that the new people that come on board understand what we believe in, what's important to us, and so the culture is going to continue to be a big focus of mine.
Yeah, I would say from the outside looking in, like it seems like all decisions are made through the filter of culture. Because I think about like Tom, whenever you all are kind of talking about executing things, and like Allison on the accounting side, and all of that, it all seems to be done in the purview of what does this do to our culture.
Yeah. I love it. Let's get back into that after the break. We're with Tucker Trotter and Tom Collins from Dimensional Innovations, joined as well by Jeff Phillips from Mo Bank. You're listening to Grill Nation here on 980 AM KMBZ. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM KMBZ. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for sticking with us for the show. It's been a great hour with the great folks from Dimensional Innovations, learning a lot about their company today, and really excited to continue on with Tucker Trotter and Tom Collins, also joined by Jeff Phillips as well. Guys, you guys have talked a lot about your sports projects. Your website is dimin.com. If you want to see any of this expertise and work, it's really cool experience. You can take it through the website there. You also do other work. Talk to us about that. I've looked at it and I've seen you do some corporate stuff, even touch some healthcare stuff. Talked about ways you can maybe help some other clients besides those in the entertainment, retail, you know, college space.
Yeah. So if you talk about the evolution of DI and starting in theaters and sports and we've now started to take that experiential element more into corporate environments, healthcare, transit, retail. And again, it all comes back to the experience, particularly in corporate, where if you think about it compared to, say, college sports, you know, you're recruiting talent, you're retaining talent, you're attracting people. It's, it's talent or customers. And so that's become a really big market for us.
So, like you said, I mean, it's always about the first impression, right? So we're bringing clients in or prospects, and you have a nice new office, you know. I look at Cerner because they have a lot of different offices around the metro, and it's about their whole thing is about experience, right? And about making magical moments and innovation and whatnot. And so I'd have to say that's going to be a huge potential for growth in the corporate space because offices are a lot different than they used to be, and they're trending to what you guys would do and more of the culture, more of the, you know, open spaces, more of the cool factor.
Yeah. I think that'd be. And I, when I get to talk with other CEOs, one of my favorite questions is what's your biggest challenge? What do you, you know? And one of the most common threads I hear is, you know, finding talent, that there's a war for talent. And so I think you're right. The trend is just going to continue to grow in that area. So everything we've learned in these other markets, like Tom said, to recruit student athletes, it's the same strategy, which is how do you tell your brand story? And how do you, what's your purpose and why should someone come work there? And so helping companies tell that story is really what we.
Talk to me about some of your civic work. I know we mentioned the streetcar, but obviously you guys helped design the stops, right? The look and feel, which makes a difference, man. If we would have done an old trolley car, like I had heard at the beginning, you know, it was going to be more of like not futuristic, more of the historic, like San Francisco kind of look to it, right? I think we made the right decision by how it was designed and how it looks, for Kansas City. It really fits.
Absolutely. And what we've seen is it becomes almost borderline public art, installations in many cases where you can do different things with graphic, the streetcar look is clear to it. So there's a lot of different things you can do with lighting and other art around it. So
you guys do a lot with, I'm looking at, you just mentioned the pedestrian bridge, but also, sculptures, streetscapes, placemaking, light towers, clock towers, types of stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, in a way it ties back to everything we've been talking about.
The library obviously was early on.
All of which gives civic pride. It helps promote communities the same as we do for companies. And so.
So talk to us about, Jeff, and you can chime in here too, about Kansas City, right? Because, we're at an inflection point, I think, as far as the city, we're making moves to take us kind of the next level, I think, as a city, whether it's with entrepreneurship or with, you know, transit or with, you know, the people really supporting what the mayor is doing right
now.
Talk to us about like business growth. I mean, cause you're seeing all of these new things happen. You're seeing more restaurants open. You're seeing, hotels go in. You're seeing more corporate offices coming back into the city. I mean, so all of these things, you know, really help out companies too. And you see it from the bank's list.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an exciting place to be, and it's fertile soil for a lot of things. You talked about the pedestrian bridge, like you're going to build a pedestrian bridge, but being thoughtful about, well, what does it look like and what does it feel like? And I mean, it's going to be there anyway. So can we do it in a quality way that makes it more enjoyable? I think if you make a bunch of those little decisions, like the airport, for example, or streetcar, if you make those decisions and you're thoughtful about them, then it has a broader impact than just the fact of it can get you from one point to the other. It can actually make it to where you enjoy going or you enjoy taking the kids down there or whatever. And I think there's a lot of things like that. And in the entrepreneurial space, folks here have been very giving. Like there's a fabric of entrepreneurs that are willing to help each other out, and we see it less as competition, even if they're in the same exact space. So there may be two distilleries one block away from each other in the crossroads, but they're working together on how can we do something that's cool and innovative, because they see it as if we do well, then it, you know, rising tide floats all boats. And I think that's a very fragile thing that we have to hang on to where we don't start getting in that cutthroat environment. But as it is right now, everybody's really here to help each other out.
I love that. What do you guys think about the future? I mean, you've been in business now for quite a while, and Tucker, you've been at your company since an intern,
96,
now CEO, yeah. 96. I mean, what are your guys feeling right now? Because with all this great talent at your company and throughout the region and throughout the city, I feel like, you know, I'm a design geek. I'm a architecture. I like seeing cranes in the air. I like seeing cool, when I go to other cities and I maybe didn't think much about, you know, a smaller level city. I was in Des Moines. And I'm like, you know, I had no idea all this mixed use was going up here. I had no idea there was a sculpture park. So, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of room for growth there, too. We also have a lot of good history. But I think, do you agree with me that it's becoming a little more exciting here lately?
Yeah.
In Kansas City the last few years?
Oh, yeah. We couldn't be happier to be here in this market. I think we've developed what we call our farm league, but it's really schools that we have really great relationships with and all around this region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been great to pull, you know, amazing talent into our company. So we love that. The work ethic's great. The team we've assembled. So, and then just the excitement around and the buzz around Kansas City. We couldn't be happier being here.
I love it.
Just real quick, I think one of the things that that attracts the talent to DI is because if you do a good job, this outside looking in, if you do a good job or kind of self-motivated, it can lead to some really exciting things for you personally from like a leadership perspective. And they've done a great job of, if there is a kind of a business unit within the company that kind of goes off on a specialized area, it could very well end up being its own business. I think of, you know, they went into a countertop type thing, a seamless countertop that really started to have an appeal to a certain market, and that's its own business now. The people that shot the video for their own website, that became its own business. And so when you create an environment like that, it gets people there that are self-motivated and really want to do a great job, that, you know, sky's the limit for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we formed, it's probably been 8 years ago, but we formed, we call it the lab, Innovation Lab. It's sort of Skunk Works, but they get to work. They're kind of the one part that's one part of the company that's not the machine or part of the machine. And so they work on a lot of different projects. And so we will pick a market segment. And so the countertop company that Jeff mentioned, we picked healthcare, for instance, and we worked on problems that we found in healthcare. And that ended up launching this high-end healthcare-related furniture company. And then right now we're working on a project that's focused on solving problems in the cinema industry. So that's really one of the purposes of that group. And what it does, just like Jeff said, it launches these startup businesses out of our company. And so it's really been exciting to see that whole, whole thing evolve.
Well, I love it. I'm excited we got to bring you on today. I look forward to keeping in touch with you guys because there's so many great things you all are doing. And it's exciting to have a company like this growing and see the work you're all doing. It's pretty cool. And Jeff, you know, appreciate you helping to connect these two guys to the show and bring them on today.
Yeah, they're fun to brag on.
They are. Tucker Trotter, CEO, President and CEO of Dimensional Innovations, and Tom Collins is the Chief Operating Officer at Dimensional Innovations. Appreciate you guys coming on the show today. And Jeff Phillips from MoBank, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening and have been listening to Grill Nation. I appreciate you joining us again today. We'll see you again next week. Take care and have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.